A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, there we go. Oh, you're just woken me up.
Even now, I don't think we've got time for the music today.
We really haven't got time. You've mucked us about, Judith Holder. You've mucked us about. Me and Daisy, you've mucked us about. Go on, what did you do? You forgot.
I thought it was 11 o'clock, and you both thought it was 10 o'clock as usual, and I thought I'd sent an email. And yeah,
and you hadn't, and I could have had another hour in bed. I had to drag my old carcass from under that duvet an hour before I needed to. You've had a business meeting, haven't you? A 10 o'clock business meeting.
Oh, God, get this. The worst financial advice came to the house.
Did he wear a suit?
No, of course he didn't wear a suit. No. Tell you what he wore. He got green eyes. I spent a lot of time looking at him, rather than what he was saying. And he'd obviously worked out that a kind of green, a brown tweed, but with a kind of green fleck was the thing.
Don't know where pick out the green in his eyes.
Pick out the green in his eyes. And it worked very well. No, he was very ex-public school. Oh, yes, very Range Rover.
We've gone quite posh, haven't we?
Well, it's a financial advisor. They're all a bit like that, aren't they? Really?
Well, who would know? Well, actually, I do occasionally get talked at by somebody.
Well, that's what it's like, isn't it? We pretend we're listening. We pretend
and inside
we
our heads we're going la 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 la. And now we've got to a point where they start saying things like, of course, you know, maybe we need to put some money aside for nursing care, end of
life. Well, that's exactly it. That's why I called the meeting. It was me that called the meeting.
Oh, you fucking idiot.
I did. The reason I said to Mike, listen, what are we going to do about this? I worked out that if he dies before me, then I get half his pension. I mean, I sort of knew this.
Well, of course, well, you're very lucky to get anything from him.
Well, no, that's not the case. I mean, bloody hell.
Most people I know do not have pensions.
Well, he works in public industry.
Well, that's why you married him. You got a bit clever there, didn't you? So do you have a pension? Well, those first dates. Just wondering if you have a proper pension policy. Well, Jeff only got one by accident. Seriously, by accident.
Yeah, you slipped up there a bit, didn't you? You got to concentrate with these first meetings way back when
you're preaching to a demographic who've already sort of made their bed and are lying in the filth.
Way fucking too late. Exactly. Yeah, anyway, listen. So I worked it out and I thought, bloody hell. I worked out the outgoings in this house and my pitiful pension.
Yeah.
And thought, oh shit. So and then of course we now know, you know, you start to hear about the costs of people going into care or having to get people in, and you just think, oh my God.
Yeah, absolutely. And all our children were thinking, oh, God, I'd rather she was run over by a bus, because all that inheritance I was expecting to go is going to go on. I was going to say school fees, because it is like school fees in some respects, but it's kind of more expensive than Eton. Well, do you know what we'll all have to do? We're so fortunate that we've got, you know, we are just going to have to downsize into tiny, teeny, tiny flats. We will be ending our lives as we started them. That's will probably end up on the 13th floor of a high rise on the Walworth Road. And to be quite honest, it's a fucking great view.
Well, that for me would be the big thing. I'd be very happy in a very, very small place, lovely view, and some great company. See, if we were on the same corridor, you
mean? Jesus Christ, no.
Well, come on. That's
not
a bit
the same
unfriendly.
Corridor. Not the same. I wouldn't mind if you were in a neighbouring high rise and we could wave at each other. But I'm not having you come knocking on my door every other day.
Jenny, that's
no
where
way.
You put me, is it? Oh, I'm right out there.
You can wave at
it's not like I'm talking about moving in. Bloody hell.
No, we can share an estate, not a corridor. All right. Now, just talking about high-rise flats in Camberwell, I don't know whether you finished watching Criminal Justice or Criminal Record.
I think we still got one episode to go, but they're going on a bit.
Oh, isn't it just? We'll discuss it further in Culture Corner. I have to say, most of it is filmed in Camberwell.
Oh, is it? So you know it?
I just spend my time, me and Jeff go, oh, there's John Ruskin Street. Oh, Camberwell Grove. Oh, that's that garage.
Boring. That's a bit, if I was in the room with you on one of the beanbags, I must say, I'd be going... Will you stop talking about where this is set and concentrate?
No, you'd just be a little bit jealous that we'd be going, oh, and I used to live next door, but three to that.
Yeah, we'll talk about it in Culture Corner because we've got a lot of other things to talk about.
Oh, lots of other things to talk about, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you come back from Cornwall. And in the notes, you've talked about that terrible e-bike ride that you did. I don't know. Are you sure you didn't do this on the last podcast?
No, I think I was about to do it.
Right. Yeah, God. Were you just preparing on that when we were recording?
Yes, I was. I mean, it seems like a very, very long time ago now, but it was the only sunny day we had in Cornwall, and I won't spend ages on it because it is a long time ago. It was only a week. Fit Judith was there and she planned this incredibly difficult cycle ride. I was on an e-bike, she was not on an e-bike. And, God, Jenny, ended up being 59 kilometres.
Well, that's just horrible. You know. It's just horrible.
But the climbs, I mean, she had some app on her phone. Apparently we climbed at 1,200 metres, which for her...
Yeah, not in one go, though, Judith. Not in one go. Not in one go.
Well, it's almost worse if you're doing it in little bits.
No.
Oh, don't you... I'm sorry.
Listen, sitting here on my fat ass as if I could ever do that.
Yeah, what do you know? What do you know?
I know nothing, and that's the way I'd like to keep it. Thank you very much. So how did the battery last?
The battery was running out on the way there. We went to Loo. Our mission was to go to the fish market at Loo. So you have to have a nice mission. You have to have a purpose. And it was running out. And by the time we got to Loo, it was only on one notch out of six.
Oh, Jesus,
Jesus. Yes. And now, you know, normally, because it took me charging, normally you can go into a cafe and sort of plug it in. But these days, people have got very, very funny about lithium batteries, you know, about all that in the papers. You know, so is it lithium? Oh, I'm
bursting
sorry,
into flames.
Yes.
Yeah, like this is the big problem, isn't it, with batteries? Because lithium is mined by children in terrible circumstances.
Oh, is it one of those? Oh,
yeah,
I'm dreadful.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, Judith. I'm just trying to sort of lay on the guilt.
You just want an excuse never to do it, don't you?
Yeah. Because of the lithium batteries, more than anything else.
Yes, not because you can't be asked.
And my hallway's too small for two of them. Right, so anyway, this terrible trip to Loo, did you get some fish?
Yes, we did. I had to ask the nice man in the fish shop, having ordered two very expensive Dover soles, whether I could possibly charge up my bike round the back, because I thought, and they were very, very good about it, actually, thank God.
Just let me stop you for a second. This is a technical question that some people might be thinking. Yeah. When you have to charge your bike up, do you take the battery off your bike and can you take it into a cafe with you?
You can do that, although it's a bit of a faff to take the not the lid off, what do you call it, the seat off.
I
had spotted around the back that it got this outbuilding, and I got very good at spotting these outdoor, you know, plugging things.
It's like a special talent, that, isn't it? It's like a kind of superpower.
Well, because bloody hell, at that point I knew it was fucking important. I'd got radar coming out of my ears everywhere I was going. That might be one. Look at that. Oh, look at that garage. That might have one. Oh, no, it's not.
In fact, on this very long cycle ride, when you're meant to be looking at beautiful views, etc., all you're really doing
is
keeping your eye out for outdoor plug-in.
Absolutely. Yeah. And in the end, I got so desperate because even that ran out. The Loo one ran out because I couldn't stay there all day, you know. In the end, I had to resort to stopping at some builders who'd got a kind of cement mixer outside this place. Yeah. I said, would you mind if I just plugged into this outdoor thing?
Did you give one of them a hand job?
Like that
a hand job to charge my electric bike. Come on, lads, come on.
I think that might have been counterproductive.
Tell you what, love.
Very nice.
You charge the bike and don't touch my cock.
Yeah, that's right. Just keep out of my way. Don't get anything. Yeah, yeah.
Keep your hands off my flies. God's sake.
Anyway, that's what I had to do. Oh, Judith was in a state. Awful thing is that I ran.
What do you mean, Judith was in a state?
Well, she was. Well, she was. I mean, she made it. She made it. I could barely get her upright at the end of the day. She was so knackered. I bet she was.
But it was her idea. Do you know what I mean? I've got very little sympathy. Mind you, you didn't. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. If you don't, if you're going to set out on a trek like that, don't moan about it.
Or show off about it.
You're allowed to show off about it.
Oh, I'm allowed to show off. Oh, okay.
Of course you're allowed to show off about it. I mean, it's an incredible achievement. Yeah.
Good.
But you did make her life harder by, when you ran out of battery right at the end, didn't you have make her go back to your place and get the car and come and fetch you?
She had to come and fetch me because I couldn't make the last. It was a fucking red hill at the end. I thought,
That that bit of the driveway to Cornwall.
Oh my god!
Not on a normal bike.
She had to come and get me.
And also, your electric bike without electric in it would be really heavy.
In my own defence, I would say it is incredibly heavy.
So yes, no,
a bit like a motorbike, really, isn't it?
Absolutely.
A little bit like.
I'd have thrown it in the hedge, and then I'd have.
You would.
I'd have lain down in the hedge, and I'd have just waited for death. That's what I'd have done.
Have you ever felt like that? Sometimes I have. I've just thought, I know what you mean. I just can't, but you know, I just, oh, that's it.
Yeah, this things can't get any more shit, so I'm just going to put an end to it. Okay, well, but did you have a nice time?
Well, it was nice in retrospect, is what I would like to say about that. But the Dover sole, oh my God. I mean, obviously, it should go in Food Sensations, and I'm still thinking about it. But oh, so, you know, people bore on, don't they, say, oh, fresh fish, you know, you can't beat it. It's absolutely something else. Well, I think they might be right.
So that was your taste sensation over
just
the last 2 weeks.
Plain Dover sole, the freshness of the sea. Oh. Yeah. You don't want to spoil it. Yeah. Fried in lots and lots of butter. Dusting of flour, lots of butter.
Dusting of flour?
Well, yeah, you know, you have to do a little dusting of flour, don't you, to something going to fry like that. Well, yes, you do. Of course you do.
I wouldn't know to do that. No, I don't know. No, I don't know anything. I'd put it under the grill and hope for the best.
Does it have
a bone on it, the Dover sole?
No, she filleted them. She said,
your mate?
Look. No, the lady.
Nice lady.
Yeah, she said, it's up to you. It's up to you. But if I were you, I would have them filleted. And I thought, I don't know about that. But yeah, okay. Filleted is the way to go.
I'm not mucking about with bones now. Oh. Yeah, well, I my taste sensation, you've done your taste. I will add my taste sensation, which was another fish dish, a different fish dish to yours. Heavily battered. It was a proper fish and chip supper in a pub where we were staying. You know, like last week I was away because, God, it turned out to be quite an event, Judith. I'm not going to bang on too much, but it was dramatic. So we were, me, Sarah and Phoebe were going to Manchester last Wednesday to see a matinee of Shed at the Royal Exchange. Well, we woke up on Wednesday morning to an email from Avanti Train saying your train has been cancelled.
Oh, God.
I tell you. And I didn't catch a train last week on the Avanti, you know, whatever they are. I didn't catch an Avanti train that left on time and went to the right destination at the right time.
Kidding.
All right?
Oh, my God.
I mean, this country is so fucked. It's embarrassing. Right, so anyway, we can't get hold of Sarah to tell her this because she turned the phone off. Because she doesn't really like phones. Anyway, eventually get her. And we all make a mad dash to Euston.
Have you got Arlo with you as well?
No, we definitely have not. He's safely tucked away in nursery.
Sorry.
He actually could have come because we went to the matinee we saw was a relaxed matinee, which means that nursing mothers can go. You know what a relaxed performance is.
Not really.
Okay.
Not really.
Well, and in fact, quite a lot of people might not. And if you have anybody in your life that feels that they can't go to the theatre because maybe they have Tourette's or maybe they have sensory problems and they can't deal with doors being closed or very loud music or very bright lights or they're nursing mums, look out for
brilliant
matinees. Theatre, cinemas do it as well. Relaxed performances where you can go and you can
nip in and out if you have
can
to.
Nip in and out should you need to. You can make involuntary noises and people know that it's relaxed and they just have to put the fuck up with it. Okay, that's the deal. And also, the Royal Exchange does very cheap day tickets as well. So we were. It just all panned out that we could all go to this Wednesday matinee, and it just so happened to be a relaxed one. Not all of them are. So, I have to say, we had a very nice lunch in a Victorian arcade round the corner. It was lovely. We had all that. We've got to the theatre. I have to say that Phoebe has done something quite miraculous. Direction is incredible, and it deserves all the stars it's got. It is a
lot of stars, Jenny.
Yeah.
You must be all four or five stars.
Yeah, I am. I actually think she's written a classic of the time. Wow. I actually do think that, but there we go.
Wow.
And she'd like to say thank you to all the owls who've come as well. I met a couple there. They really are coming out and seeing it, and I'm, you know, she's incredibly grateful. It makes a huge difference. So we're marching back to the train station. We bump into Cornelia Parker on the way. And that's spooky, considering that Shed is based on one of her original installations.
So you didn't know she was there?
Well, she wasn't. She was coming into town to do something else, but she was going to see the show later. Oh, God, the next day or something. I can't remember when she was going, but she was in Manchester because she had something going on. And she did go and see Shed, and Phoebe was meant to be going, but I haven't got to the the rubber... How this story all went wrong. We caught the train to Lytham from Manchester. The plan was to have a night in Lytham in this hotel called Queen's, and I'm going to big up the Queen's. They were magnificent. And we had the fish supper there, and Phoebe had a Buddha bowl, and it was all great. And we joined in the pub quiz.
Oh, did you?
Oh,
did
Judith. You? It was a speed pub quiz. You had to use your phone, and it was all connected up.
Oh, I've come across one of those. What do you mean?
Well, it's just like you hear the question, and then you have to hit the answer on your phone. It's all quite tech. Phoebe has
I see. I thought you meant you had to look the answer up on your phone. Oh,
no,
I
no,
see.
God, no. It's right. Speed. It's the speed was at the F. There were 22 teams. It's a big deal, right, in this
big
pub
prizes,
on a Wednesday
then, I
night.
Big think.
Pardon?
Must be big prizes if there are 22 teams.
I can't actually remember what the prize... We didn't get anywhere near the prizes because we were a little bit smug because we thought, come on, between us, we've got some good brains here.
Well, you certainly have.
We were joint 10th out of 22 teams, yeah. Right. A sport and a pizza question let us down.
It's always the sport, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Always the sport.
So we just had a really happy, happy night. All three of us getting on really, really well.
Lovely.
And the plan was to go and see Auntie Eileen in the morning, her 98th birthday the following day. So I got to bed, and Sarah and I had split a bottle of wine, right? And at about 11 o'clock, I was gurgling, and I thought, I feel kind of like I might be pissed or hungover.
Dear.
I thought, this is very odd. And then, you know, I just thought, lie very still. I lay like a corpse. I was so still. I thought, if I move, I'm going to vomit. About 4 o'clock in the morning, I thought, I'm going to vomit. And I got up and I was desperately, desperately sick. Really, really, really hideously ill.
Were you on your own in the room?
No, Phoebe and I were in a twin room, right? So, nice for her. She's got a night away from Arlo. She's got a puking mother. Sarah's along the corridor. We think, oh, God. And I knew it wasn't food poisoning. I just knew it wasn't. Anyway, she was absolutely fine. Phoebe was fine until about 9 o'clock in the morning when suddenly she made a mad dash.
Oh, Jenny, no.
Yeah. So we had presents for the aunt. So what we did, we put masks on. And we sat at the far end of her, quite a big sitting room she's got. So we sat as far away as possible from her with masks on, and Sarah did all the talking. It was really difficult and upsetting. And then Phoebe and I left after 10 minutes because the idea of giving the aunt something like this.
Oh, yeah.
And we were all meant to be coming back to London, and we had to ask the hotel if we could have another night in this twin bedroom that became the Sam. It basically became the sick bay. The twin bed sick bay.
Oh, you don't want to be getting on a train in that state.
No, couldn't, because
couldn't. Absolutely.
And we lay there, and both of us were too ill to swear.
Now, that's what? Wait a minute. Yeah. Oh, that's hard to take in.
Yeah. Didn't have the energy to go, Jesus fucking hell, this is shit. We just lay there in our beds, both of us going, oh dear. Oh dearie me. Oh dear. Oh dearie me. Oh dear. Literally.
Oh,
all
I can just picture
day.
That.
And then the next morning, I thought we were going to have another date. By this point, this trip has cost me a fucking fortune, right? Because I've missed my train back.
Oh, you had to get new trains.
I had to get new trains. And we got on a train back. And then there's an announcement over the tannoy. We're just going to pull into Crewe. And what we're going to do is you're all going to get off the train at Crewe. And there's a train that's meant to be going to Manchester, but the Manchester train is not going to go to Manchester. It's going to go back to London. So there's this chaos at Crewe on this train, right? And half the people that were still thought they were going to Manchester because they had their earbuds in. They hadn't heard the...
Oh, my God. Yes, yeah, of course.
Yeah. It was chaos, Judith. Anyway, we got back. And then I had to do... So then we get back. Tristram comes down with the bug. And I had to...
What, with the same bug?
Yeah. And Jeff's got it in London.
Oh,
Jeff's
so
had
reckon...
it in London. It's been... Yeah. So we just don't know whether... I mean, Arlo was very difficult last Tuesday. You know, he's not really a difficult baby, but he was very difficult.
I bet he was feeling poorly.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't sick and he had a couple of sloppy nappies, but he just... The only thing we could do to him with him... The only thing we could do to him was stick him in front of the telly. That was the only thing that would do. Do you know sometimes you just have to give in, don't you?
Oh, of course you do. Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, that's such a shame.
I know. It was so sad. And so I had... And Phoebe had to go back to Manchester because all her old school friends were going to see Shed, right? So she goes...
Oh,
she gets
gosh.
An 8 o'clock train. She phones me. Get this. God, Judith, you and I. I get a phone call at 7:15 in the morning. She said, I'm trying to get Arlo into the buggy to take him to Manchester. Tristram's ill.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, God. So, in other words, help.
Yeah. So, oh, I'm there by 7:30. I do
12. My God. Are you really?
Yeah, I do 12 oh, hours, Judith. But to be honest, it was a piece of piss because we went to the cinema.
Ah, now, I want to ask you about this because we haven't taken the boys yet to the cinema. I think this is it's a great idea.
So
this
Saturday
is obviously
morning.
A very relaxed cinema performance.
Yeah, it is a screening for toddlers, and it was 10:30 to 11:15, and it was the film was shit. That's all I'm going to say. The film, and Arlo will stand for any old rubbish.
Well, of course he will. Of course he will.
He doesn't move a muscle. He does not move. He just
really?
Stares transfixed. Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Lots of other kids running around. You know, no, Arlo just on his booster
wow.
seat. They have these plastic seats that you pick up at the
oh
bottom of the
God,
stairs.
Oh, my God, really? I don't think these happen in near
I
us.
I bet they do. I bet they do. Of course they do. You
I'm
just have to check
go,
it out.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, they all do. They really do. This is West Norwood Picture House, Saturday mornings, and they have a big stack of plastic booster seats at the bottom of the stairs. Then, listen, I know I've talked a lot, but I'm just about to finish, right?
You don't be daft.
I'm really sorry about this.
Don't be silly. Stop it.
So we come down out of the cinema, right? And you have to park your buggy downstairs.
Right.
That's fine. So I'm just... dealing with coats and buggies, and I drop Arlo's hand for literally a second, and he's gone.
He's, oh, Jenny,
he's
no.
gone, Judith.
Oh, Jenny.
And the doors open onto the high street.
Oh, my
so
God, Jenny.
I'm just... But everyone's brilliant. I just go, man the doors!
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I'm
you
shouting,
went into
Arlo,
Sergeant
Arlo.
Major.
Yeah. There's someone's standing in front of the door, and then a woman goes, I've got him. God, I hope Phoebe doesn't listen to this. He'd gone behind the bar, right?
He'd gone behind the bar?
Gone behind the bar. And because he's so short, I couldn't see him, obviously. Anyway, so I've got him out. And then he's doing back arching and won't go in the pram. Mm. I have, by this point, I've got a temperature of 360,000. I've left my coat in one heap, his coat in another. There's my handbag's 20 feet away somewhere else.
Oh, God.
This little girl comes up to me. She's 10. And she said, would you like some help?
Oh, bless her.
I feel like crying every time I think of this.
Bless her.
Really quiet, really sort of little pigtails, the whole works.
Oh, and you said,
would you like
please.
Some help? I said, yes, I need some help.
I need some help.
I said, have you got brothers and sisters? She said, I've got a 5-year-old sister.
Oh.
She went up to Arlo, who's, you know, face down. She picked him up. She put him in the buggy. Not a peep out of it.
Wow.
Not a
gosh.
Peep.
Oh, Jenny, the fear that you... Oh, crikey.
I knew he hadn't got out of the building and I knew he was on the ground floor. I knew that.
You know, when people start going out as well and the doors are flapping open. You did well to say man the doors.
Yeah.
Very good.
I mean, I think it's a really, really good place because they cater for children all the time. That's where they do the wriggle and rhyme or whatever. So they're very used to it. It's kind of set up.
Yeah.
So it's thank you to them and thank you to the little girl who's called Ariel. And she was like a baby whisperer, a toddler whisperer. She was incredible.
Well, I think they sometimes are, aren't they?
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, I think they're very, very enchanted by older children.
Yeah.
We go to a sort of toddler group on a Monday morning and you can see the twins just watching some of the older kids thinking, oh, wow, oh, look at
them, they're so cool.
I could do that. You know, open the car door and just get in.
They strap themselves in because that. And then we went out, he goes to a place for a vegan croissant, does Arlo, on a Saturday morning after the cinema. Like an old man.
routine.
And then, Judith, there was a dog, and I've never wanted...
You have wanted a dog.
I have wanted a dog.
Yes, I know. I remember the phase when you wanted a dog.
A phase. And then I realised that I was mean. I had ugly thoughts towards certain dogs, and I thought, if you don't love dogs, you shouldn't have one.
Well, yes, I can't, you know, it's not going to happen, is it? I mean, it was never going to happen, really, but it was a nice little fantasy. But
It was. But when I saw Arlo with this soppy white dog...
Oh, did he like it?
I've never seen him so happy.
Really?
So happy, yeah.
Wow, I know. I mean, what's a bugger is that you can't hire dogs? If you could hire them for a few hours.
For an hour, just
I know,
an hour.
They, apparently they do in Japan. They, you know, they've got it all sorted there. Because, yeah, it'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
I'm sure if you put feelers out, you know, if there was an old neighbour and you said, oh, you know, we could take your doggy out for a walk. But I don't know, Judith, it was a successful day, but I was broken by the end of it. And then the next day I did lunch for 13.
Oh, my God, Jenny, I've had a busy time.
Yeah.
Is this the family?
Yeah, I had family around for lunch.
Oh, lunch for 13, what did you cook?
I did 3 little chickens.
Oh, and did you? In the bag or...
They were in the bag. I got that tip from you. You said the crowns. God. Crowns in the bag. 3 chicken crowns in the bag. There wasn't a scrap left, Judith.
Very
there was
nice.
Not.
Very
and,
nice.
And roast veg, you know.
I knew there'd be a roast veg tray. Very lovely. Very,
with beetroot and everything. Oh, and I was going to put feta on the top, but I forgot.
Might be a bit of a mess sometimes, isn't it?
What?
Do you know what I mean?
What?
Well, I think sometimes if you put feta on the top of things, you know, I like it.
I was glad I'd forgotten. I'd forgotten because by the time they'd all gone, the only thing that was left in the fridge was that feta.
What did you have? Did you have it on its own? Is the feta on its own?
No. I haven't had it yet. But it was. If I was starving, at least there's that. There was nothing left. Nothing.
Oh.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Now, Judith, now, need to go now and remind our listeners about the projects you were taking to Cornwall that included a dressing gown.
Yes, I took several projects. And, right, so...
Is your friend Judith a crafter?
Not at all. No. She's probably just as well. She probably is, but probably pretended not to be because she knew I'd be, Judith, can you help me with this? No. So I came up. I came up to a big snag with the dressing gown, which wasn't expected because it was the easiest of easiest fucking patterns as far as I could see. It's a cut out the front facing. I mean, I know this is a bit... And I could not work out from the diagram how it went on. I tried everything.
I don't know what the facing is. Is that the... Wait, do you mean the lapel?
No, not the... Well, yes, I suppose the lapel, the kind of collar which goes down at the front and makes and sort of goes right down, sort of tapers down and then joins the rest of it. You know what I mean?
Down to the waist?
Yes. Could not work out whether it went on this, tacked it this way, tacked it that way, and chucked it away and thought, oh, I'm going to take this to Sue. So that had to go on hold. However, Sue... Do you know what she said? She said, I think, Judith, you might be ready to do some lining. Why didn't you line it? Now, you know that my whole mission was to get a lined dressing gown. So she said, I think you'll be all right to just make... All you have to do is you have to make it all over again, put it, you know, in sort of inside... Basically, sew it
with a thinner fabric, though.
You've got to have lining, so I had to go to the.
Did you get silk?
No, I got the cheap viscose thing. Of course,
Yeah, well, that's fine. We've been told about viscose. We've been told viscose is good.
Very true. Yeah. Very true.
What colour? Contrasting colour.
Nice navy blue. Nice navy blue.
Okay.
Midnight blue. Very, very excited now I am. So I do that. Make another one. And all you have to do is you sew all the way around the end and then along and then leave your spaces left for space, and then you bag it out.
You do that
thing that they do on sewing bee. Bag it all out.
Bagging out.
Oh, it's worked really well. It's puckered a bit. I've got to be honest.
I can imagine. Don't get too close. Viewed from a distance.
No,
best
definitely
viewed
not.
From a distance. Right, you are. Okay, and there was also the customising of the teepee.
The teepee, because it's the, well, it's the twins' birthday on Saturday. So,
I can't believe it. I've sent a card. I homemade them. I'm really sorry. I just thought,
that's going to
be quicker? Scribbling some rubbish on two cards or getting on the bus. I thought, no, I'm making them. I've made them cards.
Yes. Well, that's very nice. Yeah. Thank you. So I've customised it with some felt, you know, their names in felt.
Yeah.
Yeah. The trouble is I bought this thing, you know, I could either stick it on or there's this thing called, I think it's called Maggie Mesh or something where you iron it, but it's quite complicated. And, they gave me these instructions that are very, very small. I can't even read the bloody things with my glasses.
I thought you were going to buy some felt and cut the letters out and stitch them on, Judith, properly.
Did you? You don't know me as well as I thought you
did. Yeah, I thought you'd... And I'd go for a contrasting thick cotton so that... Yeah.
Well, but, would you now?
Yeah,
would you?
I would have
you
done.
Now? Is that
but
what you
I
do?
Think I'd have just done initials.
Yeah, the trouble is, once you put the first letter down, you can't then, because it would just be in the wrong place, wouldn't it? So I was committed. Yeah. I've put them on, I've ironed them on, I've ironed/glued them on, and they're already coming off a bit. So,
well,
that'll
give
enormous.
Them something to play with, won't it?
Well, yes, I'm quite pleased with it. Where she's going to put it, I don't know.
Did you say it's big? Is it big?
Well, of course it's big. You know, it's a teepee. Oh, I mean, it's not like the ones you have in festivals, but I mean, it's pretty, you know, it's bigger than my wigwam was when I was little.
Oh, do you remember? They were called wigwams.
They were called wigwams.
I don't think you're allowed to say wigwam anymore.
No, we just did. But
Well, we'll take it back. maybe you should keep it at yours and just have it in the garden in the summer.
Oh, well, I'm sure that's the idea anyway. I sent her a message saying, are you sure you're going to have this at your house or should we keep it here? No, want it there? It'll be back here. All the big toys come back here after a while. They're all cluttering out. Where do you put all your toys?
There's a big basket, and then some are just hidden behind sofas and sort of in secret places. Yeah. Right. I mean, we really do need a lean-to at the back of the house.
Of course you do. For your freezer. Your freezer and all the toys. Well, I tell you what, I mean, you'll soon need more space than that for the toys. Oh,
well, we're not doing it, Judith. I will have to clear out, you know, that glory hole I've got next down to, or else we'll have to sort of, the downstairs toilet might have to become a sort of depository for toys.
It already
as well.
Is a depository, isn't it?
Of sorts. Yeah, I might have to block the toilet, glue down the seat, and just shelve it.
The little cubby hole next to it, next to your fridge. What's in there? The broom cupboard.
The broom cupboard is there, but it's got brooms and the Hoover in and all that. And it's
tell
got
you what,
Jeff's toolkit, and it's that's the cupboard and all my art stuff. He doesn't have to have that much at our house. He doesn't need that much.
No, good luck with that.
Yeah, well, I know, but anyway, listen. As long as he's got a sticker book, he's fine.
Is he? Well, that's very lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's
now, nice. Listen, talking about art, I've done rather successfully, I think, my weekly art challenge. Have you been noticing those? I do them on the iPad, Judith.
I know. I think that's what I need to do because I just can't.
Well, you're allowed to copy.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time, would it? You know, come on.
I didn't think you had an iPad.
Well, I do, but it's very... Well, it's old.
Okay.
I mean, I could try. What did you do? Get an app or something?
I'm not telling you.
Get an app.
I'm genuinely
not
telling you.
You're not telling me,
I just want you?
You
to have to work it out yourself. So I do that. It's called, if people are interested in this, it's called At Room Portrait Club. And it's on Instagram.
Oh, yes.
And they drop a new photograph of an interior every Saturday evening.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, have I? Sorry about that.
It's all right. I said I would do it. And, of course, I haven't.
Yes, yeah. Anyway, I enjoy doing that. Now, listen, we have our gig this weekend.
I know. I'm really excited. Excited to see the Owls. They might be wearing a few Breton tops. You never know.
You never know. I don't know what we're wearing. And apparently you're going to get your hair done on Friday.
I'm going to get my hair. Well, today, actually, yes. Because I've been recommending. You know, I put that plea out to the gang.
Yeah, yeah. Needy.
Oh, needy as ever.
What we were really hoping for is hairdressers in both our locales to get in touch and say, I'll tell you what, 50% discount. See you Tuesday. That's what we were both hoping for.
Yeah, well, I got the next best thing, which is that somebody recommended a particular woman at a hairdresser that's very near to Gail's.
Yeah, in Oxford. Let's not mention Oxford. the
salon
yet.
Okay.
Until you're convinced by it, because if you want to slag it off.
Oh, I know what you mean. I see where you're coming from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Or if you just want to sort of just never talk about it ever again, it's going to be difficult if you mention it and rave about it now. And
yes.
Then I see you on Sunday, I go, fucking hell, what have they done to your hair?
Well, you better not bloody do that, whatever it looks like. Like, that's going to be really good for my self-confidence. So, yes, I don't know whether... I probably won't do anything too radical, but anyway, I need a bit of sorting out.
Is this colour or just a cut?
No, it's the cut. It's the cut again. I'm just all kind of floppy. I need height. I need some height and layers without having it radical.
But you be careful with layers. I don't think you're layers.
Well, that's the problem.
I think you're a blunt cut. I think you should be a blunt cut. You've got good hair. Yeah. You've got good hair. Anyway, I'm not.
Yes.
I'm just not getting involved.
Yes. No,
okay.
No.
I mean, I'm just finding hairdressers so expensive at the moment. I think I might start going back to Jeff, my senior home stylist.
You could do worse. You could do. Yes, because I had my colour done the other day. I had my highlights done. It was £90.
Yes, it's outrageous.
It's just been creeping up and creeping up, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
It's a lot.
Yeah. Shall we get on to health?
Yes.
I know that I've done a lot about puking and stuff, but I want to tell people about something that I didn't put in my notes. Not that big a surprise, Judith. Don't get too excited. I did a saline rinse. I've done several saline rinses.
Hold your horses.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed to say, as a hypochondriac, I'm struggling to know what this is.
Fucking hell, Judith.
Don't tell me. A saline. Does it go up your back passage?
There's no way that I would do that in my own home, not without putting a lot of newspaper down first.
Is it dental?
No, it isn't.
Oh, is it up your nasal?
It's nasal.
Right? Nasal, okay. Yeah. Right.
I can't remember which one I bought, but it's a bottle, right, with a tube down it, right? A bottle, oh, squeezy bottle. And right. You dissolve these crystals or salts.
Oh, bloody
or
hell, are you sure this was safe?
Oh, fuck me, yeah. And then you hang over the sink, right? And you squirt it up one nostril and it comes out of the other nostril. So you're basically, it's weird. Right. Squirt up your left nostril and it drains out of your right nostril, bringing with it any sort of thing that, you know, whatever. It's cleaning out your nasal passages. It's kind of quite dramatic. First time you do it, you think, Jesus Christ.
Wow, I'm quite excited by this.
Yeah, it's a DIY, and because you know I've had a lot of post-nasal drip and a lot of, you know, not being able to get rid of colds and stuff like that. And I think the saline rinses possibly are the answer. Now, a little bit more disappointing news on the health front. Right. You know, I've been on the betathamazone rinses as well for the mouth ulcers.
Oh, yes.
I had a flare-up a week ago.
Oh, that's disappointing, isn't it?
Really disappointing. Mm. I was upset. I was really upset.
Because you were even thinking about sort of introducing the odd tomato, weren't you?
I was,
and
as soon as I said that out loud,
bugger,
a whacking great mouth ulcer.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame. Well, keep the faith. Keep the faith.
I will try. What about your health, Judith, before we go to...
Oh, terrible. Terrible. The gastroesophageal reflex disease, GORD. It's a horrible phrase, isn't it?
GORD or GERD?
No, it's good. I think you could do one or the other.
Okay.
Anyway, but basically my hiatus hernia. It's really shitty. So, I'm having to change my diet. I can't eat tomatoes. I can't eat chocolate, coffee, cucumber, peppers, garlic.
Have you seen your woman or something?
No, I had to go back to... I mean, I've been so poorly with it. I had to go to the GP and,
Judith.
Basically she said, yeah.
It's just miserable. It could be nerves with the show coming up.
No, I don't think it is.
Anxiety.
I don't think it is. Now you put it that way, I don't know. Possibly. Oh, we made such a mess, didn't we, of the last one. But I'm determined to know exactly what I'm doing this time. And I'm really, I know I'm really looking forward to it.
I need to spend tomorrow working on it,
basically.
I've just had an email saying, did I want to do loose women? But I've decided I need to do too much homework. So I've said,
that's a good decision. You can't do everything.
Can't do everything.
Oh, my God, I saw the list of your tour dates that came through.
I haven't looked.
Jesus. Jimmy,
I haven't written the show yet. That's a bit frightening.
You've written the book.
Yeah. Anyway, there we go. Culture Corner, right.
Culture Corner, then. Lots to report. Yep. Lots to report.
Well, we've only got 5 minutes to do it because Daisy's got to get on.
I know. Right, okay, so TV. Breathtaking. Have you seen that? ITV.
No.
Drama about basically a COVID ward. Joanna Froggatt, you know, a.k.a. Downton, just marvellous actress.
She is good. She's having a very good career,
really good.
Quietly sort of coming up the ranks, and I think she's up there with the big girls now.
Well, absolutely she is, and good on her. So she's a kind of, would she be a... Well, she's a consultant, sort of ITU nurse, basically. So she's kind of, she's not... she's making quite a lot of those big decisions about, you know, who's going to go on the ventilator. Or at least passing it up the chain. And she's got a team who are, I mean, they, you know, it's all the going in without enough masks, going in and sort of just not knowing really quite how to deal with it and the terror of it and having to leave her kids, you know, move out for weeks and weeks. Yeah. It's really, really, really powerful and very,
I do think we need reminding now
and
again.
We do, actually.
How dramatic and traumatic this actually has been.
Yeah, very much so.
And I hope she gets all the prizes. Jeff and I will catch up on that. We have finished one day. I think the boy is exceptional in it. I really do. I think he's going to have a very good career. A lot of good supporting cast work going on. And nice to see little Johnny Weldon making the leap from Instagram, Twitter, funny clips to film. I think that it didn't make me cry. I mean, I have read the book a long time ago. No, it didn't make me cry. No.
I'm surprised.
Which it should have done. But I'm a hard-faced bitch.
Yeah,
we have finished Criminal Record, Judith, and it's very well done. But in the end, this is my verdict,
Go on.
You don't really care enough about the victims.
Gosh, that's interesting. No, I think they've left the victims behind quite a long
time. I mean, apart from the bloke in prison that you feel sort of sorry for, but, you know, the women, the female victims kind of just disappear.
Mm.
And, I mean, one is seen at the end. But it's quite a lot of loose ends. It seems to have been written by a team, and some bits were stronger than other bits, but there was some lovely dodgy cop acting.
Yes, there was, and Peter Capaldi is amazing. Isn't
yeah,
it? I mean, just
yeah.
amazing.
The acting in it is very, very yeah. good, but yeah, I think the writing sort of came and went slightly.
Okay.
People will disagree with that, but that is my opinion.
Yes.
Podcast. I listened last night to Kathy Burke on Grace Dent's Comfort Eating, and I thought it was superb.
Oh, wow, that's a good combination.
Yeah, it really is. It's really authentic and really interesting.
Is it? That's definitely worth knowing. What else? I've been to the theatre wise. Obviously, I haven't seen Phoebe's play, which I'm sad about. Actually, I do hope. Well, it's about to come to London, isn't it?
So, No. It's not. It's been incredibly well reviewed, but it hasn't sold hugely brilliantly. I mean, you've got these things nowadays with theatre. It's all about costs, so no, probably not. It's just, but I'll bring you a script. I'll bring you. I mean, it's been published. She's had six plays published, you know.
Wow.
This is her
She's
sixth
a clever girl.
Published play. I mean, she's catching up with me.
Wow.
Yeah.
She is.
I'll bring you a copy. Try
yes,
and read
please.
It. It's really, really complicated to read because that's why I think the direction has been so clever. So what did you see in the theatre but not in the theatre?
I saw Vanya, which is one of these wonderful sort of live stream National Theatre things, with Andrew Scott playing mm-hmm. all the characters. And I suppose a little, what do I know, but a bit like Phoebe's play, you know, he's playing with form. And so he has kind of not adapted, I wouldn't say adapted the Chekhov, but Simon Stevens, who
I know Simon Stevens' work.
Do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen a lot of his work, yeah.
So he basically has produced this one-man show where Andrew Scott plays all the characters, which, you know, it sort of feels like a bit of a sort of, you know, a kind of trick, doesn't it? You know, so what, really? But it's very, very... It's not a literal kind of distillation. He's made it more contemporary and played with it in the way
yeah.
that I think he does with a lot of things. I mean, Andrew Scott is just incredible. And
he's doing a lot of work at the moment.
Oh
a lot of
God.
Work. Well, I've got the proper theatre tonight. I'm going to see Dear Octopus, which is written by Dodie Smith.
Very nice.
I've got two £20 tickets for me and my friend Julie. I've just looked at the tickets. They say the seats are very narrow and they're restricted view. Well, let's see if we can find something better on the night.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's, what's her name, isn't it? I've forgotten her name. Who's the woman? Leslie,
Lindsay Duncan. Lindsay
yes,
Duncan.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That'll be
it's
good.
Too long. It's 2¾ hours. I'm a bit cross about that.
Is it?
Starts at 6:30 though, so that's something.
That's better than 7:30.
We're going to have to run to emails very quickly now.
Oh, we've had some wonderful emails this week, haven't we? Some really, really touching emails. And we've got one here, which I really want to read out from Claire, 52 on the 20th of March. And she says, my darling dad died 2 weeks ago. He was immune suppressed and caught COVID. And unlike all those poor souls in 2020, 2021, who had to watch their dear relatives die alone through an iPad, I was allowed to be with my dad. Anyhow, I struggled for nights afterwards. I had panic attacks for hours. And do you know what soothes me? I started your podcast series again, right back from the beginning, put my headphones in at all hours in bed. And you two and Daisy calmed me down. A massive thank you. Isn't that lovely?
Yeah,
that lovely?
It's letters like that, well, emails like that, are why we do this. And also emails like the one from Jane Smith, who has written in to say that her husband is a truck driver and he's not one of the guilty party, but she just wants to fill us in that the term fill us in is a bit unfortunate. emailing you is to give you the term used for pee-filled bottles generally found in lay-bys. It is commonly known as trucker's tizer. Well, don't drink it, kids. Don't drink
it. That's, yeah, I was doing the litter pick on Saturday, I tell you, and I thought of trucker's tizer. So, that's interesting to know.
Interesting and to avoid. Everybody.
So looking forward to see you on Sunday. What I do want to say is the gang, you take some photographs of yourselves in, you know, have, you know, as you're going in or whatever. It'd be lovely to see some photos of you.
Well, we need photographic proof that we actually have an audience. Okay, yes, right you are, everybody. Take care, and we shall speak again next week. Lots of love, everybody.
Toodle-pip.
Bye.
When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said. Done.